Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was unheralded at 2, overshadowed at 3, but put together a blockbuster season at 4, which saw him become one of the top racehorses in North America. And 30 years ago this month, he won the Santa Anita Handicap. His name was Farmaway. A Kentucky-bred who sold for just $6,700 as a weanling, Farmaway had blossomed into a colt of promise when he sold for $145,000 as a 2-year-old in training to George Bunn of Springfield, Illinois. Racing under the name Quarter B Farm, Bunn was the founder and chairman of Bunn-O-Matic Corporation, and he had perfected the world's first flat-bottomed, fluted paper coffee filter. It was said to have revolutionized coffee brewing, and it also had enabled him to pursue his love of horses as a thoroughbred owner. Farmaway had potential to be a stakes colt, based on the fact his sire Marfa had won the Santa Anita Derby, and his grandsire Foolish Pleasure had been champion juvenile in 1974 before winning the Kentucky Derby the following year. Farmaway went to Chicago-based horseman Neil Boyce for his early training, and the colt benefited from being in the hands of a conditioner who had been in the game for more than 30 years. Among the highlights was a runner-up finish in the Grade 1 Hollywood Futurity as a juvenile, followed by a stakes win on the turf at Santa Anita early in his 3-year-old year. But there were also disappointments. Following ninth-place finishes in both the California Derby and the Illinois Derby, Farmaway took the rest of the spring off. In the meantime, horses such as Unbridled and Summer Squall were making headlines with wins in the spring classics. Farmaway would not return to the races until December, and when he did so, it was with a new trainer. Dwayne Lucas was now in charge, and a new year was on the horizon. And a new year would mean new opportunities, including a new program called the American Championship Racing Series. 10 races for the older handicap division featuring a point system and a $750,000 grand prize for the overall winner. Lucas would have Farmaway ready for the challenge. One of the first big tests in the new series would be a mainstay of West Coast racing, the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap at 1.25 miles. The purse was $1 million, and Farmaway entered on a 4-race winning streak. The date was March 9, 1991. Gary Stevens had the mount, and Farmaway was the odds-on favorite. And he drew clear in the stretch to win by nearly 3 lengths over late-running Feston. Following a disappointing finish in the Oaklawn Handicap, Farmaway returned to form in the Pimlico Special on May 11 in Baltimore. Sent off at odds of 6-1 as the 5th betting choice in a field of 7 horses, Farmaway won by 3 lengths over Summer Squall in stakes and track record time, 1 minute 52 and 2/5 seconds for the 1 mile 3/16. The performance also equaled the North American record established 18 years earlier by Reva Ridge. Following the Pimlico Special, Lucas described Farmaway as so relaxed on big race days that he nearly falls asleep in the paddock. Gary Stevens described him in similar terms on the racetrack, saying, "Farmaway likes to gallop for the first mile, and then he turns it on at the end." Farmaway would make the final start of his career on September 15, 1991, finishing runner-up to NXS in the Grade 1 Woodward at Belmont Park. But it would still be enough to secure the title in the American Championship Racing Series and a bonus for owner George Bunn of $750,000. Farmaway retired from racing with 8 wins and 23 starts and earnings of $2.8 million. At stud, his offspring included Holy Bowl Stakes winner Cobra King, Humana Distaff winner Ruby Surprise, Pocahontas winner Burr, and Jersey Derby winner Robin Jen. Farmaway died at age 12 in 1999, but we remember him on the 30th anniversary of his win in the Big Cap at Santa Anita. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.